Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This has certainly been a year of upheaval and radical shifts in the landscape for Planned Parenthood. There were the controversial sting videos that motivated a congressional defunding initiative, but ended up indicting the video makers. The horrific shooting at a clinic in Colorado Springs. And on March 2nd, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in Whole Women's Health versus Hellerstedt, where women's access to state-regulated abortion hangs in the balance of a court now, with the loss of Antonin Scalia, evenly divided. How is Planned Parenthood looking ahead to life after Obama, looking ahead to the presidential campaign, and a new character sooner or later joining the Supreme Court? Cecile Richards is president of Planned Parenthood. She joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you, John.
Let me just begin by saying, how surprised were you by the ending of the whole video tissue market controversy that sort of began one way and ended quite another?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all that the district attorney in Houston completely cleared Planned Parenthood of any wrongdoing. I do think it was interesting that grand jury also indicted the two perpetrators of this scam. It felt like a little bit of justice was done.
And why do you think, in the middle of the controversy, it seemed as though some of your strongest advocates, particularly on the political scene, were just so cautious about this issue of, oh, those are really disturbing pictures and we want to find out more and get to the bottom of this, when everybody understands there's nothing new about this? This is video gotcha, and it's the most primitive kind of out-of-context gotcha game playing. I just feel like you were abandoned by some of your strongest allies.
Well, actually, it didn't feel that way. I was really buoyed by the support, particularly in the United States Senate and folks who stood with us when the Republicans moved immediately to defund Planned Parenthood. But I do believe this kind of tactic is something that is used against candidates and against elected officials. And so I think if you ever see any hesitancy, it's because not because they believe any of it's true, but because they absolutely understand this is a completely political move. And it is intended to undercut not only Planned Parenthood, but the brave elected officials who stand up for reproductive rights in this country.
And certainly Hillary Clinton has stood up for those rights. But do you think she was too cautious in the beginning, that she signaled almost that there might be something bad here when you knew that there absolutely was not?
No, actually, I thought she was fantastic and was very, like, it was a full-on supporter, very public. And, of course, that meant a lot to us and mainly meant so much to folks in the field, you know, clinicians and doctors who have to face all kinds of obstacles every day just to provide health care to women. So I was really grateful for her support. But again, many, many elected officials across the country who have stood through all kinds of attacks on Planned Parenthood in Congress, efforts to defund us, efforts to shut down health centers. So I think we felt very good about her support and frankly, the support of the American people. I mean, it's just amazing how people came to our aid and rescue.
And now we have a Supreme Court looking at abortion cases with a 4-4 split. What's that going to mean?
Well, yes. I mean, of course, next week we're hearing the Supreme Court will be hearing the most important abortion rights case in many, many years. Or fundamentally, whether there are restrictions that are put upon women that actually are an undue burden. And in the state of Texas, my home state, where dozens of women's health centers have now shut down, the future of access to not only safe and legal abortion, but all women's reproductive care is really at stake. And it's interesting, John, that we're having this conversation because, of course, yesterday, just last night, the same kinds of laws began to go into effect in the state of Louisiana, where, as of today, 3 of the 4 centers that provide abortion services in Louisiana are going to be shut down, barring some action by the Supreme Court. There are areas of the country where literally women have a right to a legal abortion, but they cannot access it. And I do believe, John, this rhetoric is playing to a certain base of voters in the country, but it is absolutely not appealing to the majority of Americans. And I think that's probably what we'll see this November. 1 in 5 women in this country have been to Planned Parenthood for health care. And they know what we do. They know the health care we provide. And they're voters. And they come from all different political persuasions. And so I think these attacks on women's health ultimately are not going to do well. They're not supported by the American people. And I don't think they're going to be advantageous for people running for office.
If you could turn back the clock to the 1970s and could change anything and alter anything that happened in Planned Parenthood's history between now and back then, you know, what would you do? What would you do differently? How would you approach what's happened since? Are there any mistakes or senses of, you know, wrong steps that you would do differently?
Well, of course, I was, I think I was in junior high at that point, but in any case, so I can't, and I don't want to judge what other folks did, but I do think that what has become increasingly clear is that the need to continue to build the movement, to invest in new young people, organizers, advocates, is important. And that's what we've been doing at Planned Parenthood for the last 10 years. We've had, in fact, even since these recent attacks on Planned Parenthood, we've gained 500,000 new activists and supporters. I just think that these are issues that are going to always be part of the American debate. And it's critically important that we, in addition to providing health care to 2.5 million people, which we do every year, that we continue to advocate and press forward so that reproductive health care access is not simply an intellectual right or issue, but it's that true health care equity is something that we continue to fight for.
Cecile Richards is president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America and Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.